Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show, we have comedian, best-selling author, and actress Heather McDonald on the show talking about marriage, sex, and how to have it all. Plus, she'll be giving some advice to my listeners, and we also have special guest co-host Lynette Carolla from the Crying Out Loud podcast is also here to join in the sex talk fun. It's going to be a great show. Thanks for listening. But first, a word from our sponsor. Do you know how much I love my magic wand vibrator? It is the Cadillac of all toys. And if you haven't heard me talk about this yet, sit down. I hope you're sitting down because I have some very exciting news to share. The magic wand is now unplugged. Les, you can take a moment and just think about that. It used to be plugged in the wall. Like, I once actually drilled a hole in my nightstand so it could always stay plugged in, but now it is unplugged, rechargeable. You can take it anywhere you go. There is no cord, no limits to how you will enjoy it. They also have a few other tricks up their sleeve, including it has smoother silicone head. Sounds very dirty. Plus 4 intensity settings and 4 amazing vibration patterns. Trust me, I've tried them all out and they're just as strong as the original. Not to mention a little bit of choir, so your roommate's quieter, so your roommates won't hear what you're doing. So you can choose between the simplicity of the original Magic Wand and the convenient portability of the rechargeable. Learn more at magicwandrechargeable.com. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, which you really, if you haven't signed up for our mailing list, I don't understand why, because I won't spam you, but I give good email. I send some emails every week, one actually, and it tells you everything you've missed on the Sex with Emily show. We write blogs every day that will help you improve your sex life and relationship. We got videos, a lot of good stuff happening. And as always, follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, which is all at Sex with Emily. Okay, I'm so excited for my show, my wonderful ladies. Hi, Lynette.
Hi,
Emily. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Okay, let me say first, Lynette Carolla, she's been on the show before, host of the For Crying Out Loud podcast.
Yes.
And she's sitting as my guest co-host.
Thank you so much. I'm honored. I'm sorry. I have a little cold.
Your voice is even sexier now.
It's going to get better. It'll get better as I talk.
Okay, I like it.
But thank you. I'm honored. I wore my Mangria shirt. I know you keep looking at.
Yeah, I'm looking at your breasts and then the Mangria. You can't help it because I always look at your breasts. I know we had fun in Vegas.
Yes.
Last time I saw you, we were
partying. It reminded me of you. So, and I brought you goodies too.
You did?
Yeah, I got you all kinds of stuff.
I'm so excited. Love goodies. Okay, and welcome Heather McDonald. You have a new podcast as well.
Yes.
Which is very exciting. Your podcast,
It's called Juicy Scoop.
Juicy Scoop. I have that right here. Tell me everything.
Well,
how's it going?
When I was naming the podcast, the producer said, is there any like saying or something? And I say, I always say, I've got some major juicy scoop. I've got some juicy scoop. Do you have any scoop? Did you get any scoop? And I actually, working on Chelsea lately for some, for 7 years for the inception, it's actually was a year yesterday that we ended, but I really missed talking about all that tabloid bullshit.
Right. You love
it.
I love it.
And one of the things that like, I would get all the magazines and we'd talk in the writer's room and my producers and stuff would be like, God, you should be like writing for these magazines. Or I used to like take the magazines, read all the stories, and then I come up with what I really think happened.
Right.
So it's like, I don't really have inside scoop, you know, other than like rumors.
Your
like,
interpretation
yeah, like
of the
like a friend
inside
of a
scoop.
Friend slept with Ben Affleck at the W. Whatever. Right. I have like stuff like
that. Is that true?
Yeah, friend of a friend of a friend, you know, years ago. But I'm just saying, like, I don't have like real inside scoop, but I have the scoop that I've
According
been studying this for years. I have like an Asperger-y way of remembering stuff, and it's just all coming to fruition on the podcast. It's like
it.
All my gifts. I mean, I remember my I had this horrible job right out of college, and I would get my People magazine. My dad would. We were getting People when we were little. And then he would get me the magazine every week when I was in college and everything. So I always had People. And I remember sitting at this horrible job and I go, if I could just find a job where reading this magazine has something to do with the job, then yeah. And so
really
I'm not going to pretend like that I don't like this shit. I fucking love it.
I know. Yeah. I love this. And it's on Podcast One. People
yes,
can find you.
Yes, Podcast One. Juicy Scoop every Thursday. And there's like 9 or 10 up now. And they're all really fun. So
I'm excited. And it's at Heather McDonald on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And Lynette, you are?
Lynette Carolla, Instagram and Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. So we're all podcasters here.
I know.
Female podcasters. I love it. This
Congratulations.
This is
and Heather, you know, I was looking at my husband's schedule.
I know. I'm rushing there after this.
I know.
Yeah. I'm excited.
We would have waited for you, literally. Like,
no.
But I'm like, you can't be late for Adam. And if you are, you got to blame Lynette.
Yeah. Don't.
No, but we started. That's
I mean,
why.
I'm very
Because I'm like, oh, Adam
so
might
be
upset.
Late. Yeah.
I've never really met Adam except for my one experience. I know, isn't that funny? Because I see you all the time. At Corolla Studios. My one experience, though, meeting Adam was, and we have, you know, mutual friends.
Yeah.
But I was meditating. I was waiting to go into, I think, to do Drew's podcast or something. And I was like doing my, like, I'm here early. I was like, I'm going to meditate for 10 minutes. And I was sitting in the parking lot.
She's here early. Yeah.
What? Never early, first of all. Hello. Yeah. Never early. And I'm like, 10 minutes. It was like right out. I'm meditating. So I'm sitting there. I have my eyes closed. And I'm in the parking lot. It's a crowded parking lot. You got to move it all around. And I'm just sitting there. And all of a sudden, someone's knocking on my window. And Adam was just staring. And they're like, Adam needs to get out. You got to move your car. I mean, he didn't know who I was.
God.
But they're trying to move me. Like, is she dead? Is she passed out? Who's the girl who's not letting, you know?
He's always telling
you.
Yeah, I know. He's
it was
always
funny though. I'm
yeah,
like, yeah.
yeah.
I think
Everybody's
we didn't
gonna,
really chat, but it was a pretty funny moment. Okay, so Heather, you also so you're doing the Juicy Scoop,
yes,
and you're podcasting. So and Chelsea Lately, of course, was amazing. You were on all the time. So
yeah, I loved it.
It's been a year already.
Yeah, but it's been a great year. Like I love my life. I love being able to pick up my kids from school. I missed a lot. Not nobody's fault. It's just I was a producer on a show. Like I couldn't leave at 3 o'clock or for a baseball game or whatever. So I think I like it. Now I do leave a couple weekends a month to do stand up, but that's like so wonderful. Like I get all excited. I have a sleep party by myself in the morning. I take 2 Advil PM and I sleep till like 11:30 on Saturdays because Friday, you know, you have the press.
Right.
But on a Saturday I just go off on the sleep. And
that's
then
sometimes
I get a massage. Sometimes I just go shopping at like the local Target without children.
Oh,
and
I'm
it's like the best. And then I do two shows of stand up. And there's like, you know, hundreds of people that actually think I'm fabulous. You know, when I just left a family of, you know, I have 3 kids. I just
also think you're fabulous.
No, they don't think I'm that fabulous. But that's why it's nice to go and have strangers love you.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's more somehow more validating. Right. Because people really know you were like, listen, I've got a problem with you. I'm like, but all these people thought I did a great job tonight. Okay, so do you think that by being married and now having a weekend away, do you think that helps things to get a little distance like that? Like
hell yes.
Right? You need a little time away, a little girl's time.
Yeah. I mean, my husband and son just climbed Mount Whitney. My son's 12. I don't know. It's like my worst nightmare. Like I told my husband, I'm like, please, if you ever leave me for someone, I don't care if she's like a funny or more successful female comic or like a playmate. I just don't want her to be athletic. Like, right. just don't go hiking. Yeah, I don't want the boys to be like, oh, dad's new girlfriend Kelly went down a double black diamond. Like, I just don't want like any shit like that. So, yeah, it's been worse. But he was gone for a week, and I loved him being gone.
Right.
I felt like my house was a rental. Yeah, like, it was so nice not to have someone be like, you shut the fridge wrong. It's like, really? Do you think that, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree. It's the best when you have the house to yourself. You don't know what to do with yourself. When there's nobody home, it's like, what do? Do I work? Do I watch TV? Do I jack off? I don't know. I do a little of everything.
I do a little of everything. Yeah.
You guys, that's good. Okay, so I love this. So you're both married, too.
Yes.
Lynette, you've been married for how long? 18?
I've been married like 11 years.
Okay.
But together, 20.
20. Okay. Oh, and 14 years?
15.
15 years.
Yes.
Okay. So we got to talk about this because you're both married, and I want to know... I was going to, like, what is the secret then to keeping it, you know, sexy and hot? Anything that besides vacation alone?
We just had a fight this morning.
Okay.
We fight a lot. I think it's gotten worse. But I also feel like I think I passed the stage of where I, like, think it's better. You know, like, probably a few years ago, I, like, fantasized more about, like, divorce and finding someone. And, like, someone else, like, you know, appreciate. And now I'm kind of like, you know what? If we could just hang on for about 5 more years, we'll both be just unattractive enough to realize that we can't do any better. Like, it's a lot about
can you
do better?
And so I'm like, if we get
over our fights quickly. Like, here's a perfect example, okay? So it's back to school day. And we have these friends. And they're opening the restaurant across from the church, okay? I can't even tell you. We go to Catholic school. I can't even tell you how I'm excited about this restaurant, okay? So I'm like, so my husband goes, oh, they're having like an opening night on Friday. I go, great. So we're going to go. So then they start talking. I walk into a conversation he's having with the other dads about the golf tournament, which is the one charity that he cares about, golf. And I'm like, and he goes, oh, you know, and they start talking about the restaurant. And I go, are you guys going Friday? And they go, oh, I don't think it's Friday. I go, no, it's Friday. And my husband goes, let's go to breakfast. And he literally like hit my arm. And the guy goes, like, almost abusive. And I'm like, and then we leave. And he goes, oh my God, what's wrong with you? That was a private event. Not everybody's invited. And I go, you did not tell me that.
Right.
How did you not know? I go, when I have Juicy Scoop for you, that is between the two of us, I say, don't. I heard this from my friend.
Right.
I'm not supposed to tell anybody, but I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get that along
with
sex.
He gets the juicy first.
Yeah,
juicy
and I. But I preference this by saying, this is only for your, you know, I'm like, you have to tell me that. I did not know that. So a bitch went on down Ventura Boulevard until we got to the breakfast joint. And then when we ordered and he brought it up again, I said, I'm leaving. So I walked outside. I took a phone call. He called me to say my food came. We ate the food. We've never talked about it. It's fine. We're going Friday.
Well, that's what happens. But I just keep going.
Let it go. Like, shut it down. Like, you can't have the fights going long.
Right.
You can't go stay at a hotel.
What's the point?
There's no point.
Life is too short. What are you going to do? Sit there and not talk to each other
anymore?
And I know.
There's going to be another thing like that in the future.
Of course.
But that's what happens. It's how you recover. And you guys learn how to fight and get over it and move on with your life.
It's sort of like my best friend I grew up with. It's the same thing. We used to fight when we were like 20, 21 and getting bar, like we'd be drunk and she'd like, why'd you leave me? That kind of fight.
right.
And we'd not talk for, but it's like now it's the same thing. If we barely ever have a disagreement or argument, if we do, it's just you push through it and it's like, whatever. It's no big deal.
Right. Okay.
This is not all my children.
I would think that you, by a certain point you'd be like, we're really going to waste our time fighting. Like, we know each other. We get it. We still love each other.
Right.
We're together. But what about a time in your – I'm assuming there's been a time where your sex drive, your sexual relationship has sort of, you know, taken it up maybe after kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Have you ever done anything, Heather, that you're like, okay, I've got to work on this. I'm going to bring it back. Like, what would you do?
I'll just be like, you know, it's been since we went to Vegas that we did it. And he'd be like, all right, well, let's do it. I'm like, well, that doesn't do anything
you're
for
like,
me.
That was not foreplay.
Like, I'm just saying, like – you know, I just remember right when I got married, I had a friend and we were at dinner and she's like, I've had 4 periods since we've had sex, she and her husband. And I was like, I made like a commitment to myself that I really do believe that you just shouldn't let it go that long, even if it's not that great, even that if you're not into it, like don't let it be going months. Sure. Maybe you're only doing it twice a month, but you've been married 15 years, but it's good when you do it. And it's like, it's hard. It's like, come on, you know, we're all tired.
Right.
And
it's like going to the gym.
Yeah. You're always happy after you did it.
Right. You feel right. good.
But
after
sometimes
you do it.
Before, you're not that excited.
Right. Exactly. The hardest part is getting your shoes on. You get out the door right. and you're never like, oh, that's, I'm upset I went to the gym. You're right. never like, God damn it, why'd I have sex? I could
have watched
TV.
You forget how to use the equipment and then it comes back to you.
Exactly. Right.
And then you do it and then you want to, and then you get into that like, oh, I could do this again.
Yeah.
Well, the more you do it, you want it more. Same with masturbation. I think it's important to keep masturbating too sometimes when you're alone.
But I really do feel like I can get really awkward and weird and resentful if you make too big of a deal. Like, I just remember early in the marriage, like, I would flip-flop a lot in the bed, you know? And he would get annoyed, and he's like, that's it. And he would...
Like when you were sleeping. Like, wake him up. Flip-flop.
Yeah.
I thought you were topping and bottoming.
Like, no, I was flip-flop. I was like a fish, like, that you, like, you know... And so he would like get annoyed and he was going to the other room and, you know, it was like on our first house and stuff. This is how long ago it was. And so I was like, no, this is bad for the marriage. And now I'm like, I'll fucking leave. I don't give a shit.
Right.
They're making new houses with like two master suites.
No, I've heard about this.
Snore rooms and stuff. Like, I don't think for a long, long companionship, sometimes not sleeping in the same room, it's not the worst thing. If you're being affectionate and you're boning here or there, you know, you could turn on the TV in the middle of the night.
Space.
Like, I woke up in the middle of the night, could not sleep because I was so excited about first day of school. I don't know if I...
Oh, I thought it was my podcast.
Either that or doing your podcast. But I was almost like, I don't know why I couldn't sleep. And it's like, but I can't just turn on the TV because he's there.
Right.
But if
no,
I had
I get
my
it.
Own
you know
room,
what you
I
need?
Could.
You need wireless headphones.
Oh, that's smart. Mm-hmm. So you can watch the TV.
Yeah,
and see.
Don't
he
you think the light
bed.
Would still kind of wake him
he
up?
He puts his eye mask
oh,
on.
There, oh, there. You got to buy a fuzzy eye mask.
I have the eye mask. He doesn't really dig the eye mask. I love eye masks.
You give it to him, and if you watch TV, see, this is a good
right.
thing.
Yeah,
I've
night.
Always thought that, because I've never thought that I really could live with anyone. It's a whole other issue. But I just thought it makes sense. I always thought, why not at least have separate bedrooms?
Yeah.
And it, just like taking a weekend away or a week away, then you have like a night away and you're in the house, but you don't have to spend.
Oh, I know two couples so that were second marriages and they kept their homes.
Yeah. My therapist has told me this.
They like down the street from each other, but they kept their homes.
Yeah.
They had sleepovers, but not every night.
There's couples that
like,
do that. There's
in.
A lot of couples you'd be surprised. Yeah. My therapist told me that. In fact, when we first got married, I had my own condo. I lived there. He had his place. I didn't live with him, and I kept my condo up to the very last day. And even on our honeymoon, we talked about, okay, so I'll keep my condo. I'll probably stay there a couple
nights.
Oh, God,
that's like Sex in the City.
Right, yeah. And then you stay
there. When John said, when Big said, why don't you keep your place? And then Charlotte got all annoyed.
Right.
Right.
That's not a marriage.
But then it never worked out that way. We ended up just staying.
Right. Yeah. That happens. Because at first, you're excited to be together. Okay, but speaking of Sex in the City, that made me really... I do want to go back. I've got a little sex news I want since you've got the scoop. So I'm not as up on the scoop, but I just want to know, because I know that you are, but what I want to know is, what is your take on all these breakups that are happening right now with all these celebrity couples? Like, why all of a sudden there's got Brian Austin Green, Megan Fox, Gwen Stefani, Gavin Rossdale, Blake Shelton.
Right.
Like, all of a sudden you're like, boom, boom, boom.
I think it's just a coincidental summer, but they all have different reasons, you know?
So there's nothing, like, happening, like, in the water or something.
No, but that's where I want, like, I want a fucking medal for staying. I keep saying, my husband's Peter, and I keep hashtagging.
You should both get medals.
Pether is still together. Pether forever. Ooh. And it has not trended, but
we'll try it.
And then I'm like, don't lose hope.
Right.
But, you know.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. Why is she hiring a hot nanny?
Right.
You know
why does anyone hire a hot nanny?
Can I say, I was telling you about my triplets.
Yes.
I had these triplet nannies.
Triplet nannies.
And my husband came home. He golfed with this guy. And he goes, hey, Ken's daughters, they're triplets. They went to Louisville, which is my all-girl Catholic high school. They're all in college now. They're home for the summer. And they can help watch the kids. They're all beautiful blondes. Never in my life did I think that my husband would take up with one of them.
Right.
Also, they were like in the afternoon. It wasn't like I was gone doing a movie for 3 weeks and one was living in the house. So, I mean, it was never that situation. But I'm like, listen, I think, first of all, I saw her. I don't think she was that great. She probably arrived at the interview with like a greasy, you know, untouched color pony. Some, you know, unflattering jeans. She's got very short legs. She's not that great if you've seen the body. Like, it's not that great. Yeah, right. It's a flat stomach and, you know, A, B boobs. It's not like,
right.
It's not like she's freaking J-Lo.
She had a bombshell. So she hadn't seen her as a bombshell.
Yeah. And so then, you know, and she probably right away started playing with the little girls with the glasses. I don't know their names. And you know, the girls were like, we love her, mommy. And she saw that she was animated and she's doing puppet voices.
Right.
And Jennifer's like, cool. Like, you kind of want like a cool nanny. You want them to be like, you know, an appropriate size to fit on the, you know, Disneyland ride. You don't want some like 300-pound thing can't go. And so I don't think, and I think that I've said this in my podcast, I think, yeah, she knew that he had had discretions and she knew that shit happened. But I think it was almost like a don't ask, don't tell, just don't bring it home.
Right.
And I think when she found out that he was so effing lazy that he was screwing the nanny, she was so disgusted that that was the final thought. Because I think she's put up with a lot over the years.
So do you think there's something, though, with men seeing a nanny with their children, like,
yes,
playing
it's the
so
lazy.
Sweet and
lovely? It's like, could you be more lazy? Like, who should be my next wife? I'd like her to live close and be good with the kids. Okay, the nanny. Like, are you kidding me?
I know, I hear you.
Because there's been several that have married the nanny.
Right.
Robin Williams.
Didn't last, right?
Ethan Hawke. Yes,
oh,
but
it did last.
But no, it did last a long time. Like, she became a movie producer.
That's true.
I mean,
you're right.
You know, that's better than becoming, you know, almost better than being an assistant. Be a nanny. Start fucking the guy who's really powerful.
Right,
what if this little bitch gets pregnant and then becomes, she's producing movies.
Oh, God.
In like 10 years.
Have to take her out. Jennifer Garner would have to like take her out or something.
Yeah.
Seriously, that would kill me. Just like you were saying, if your husband was like with some athletic hiker, right?
Yeah, I don't want anybody.
They'd kill you.
Yeah. And I think a nanny's really hard because it's like that's always your fear that your kid might be more into your nannies than you. I mean, it never was for me because like I said, I didn't have one like living there. Like I wasn't so dependent on a nanny at any one time. But like I think that's really hard for someone that you always worry about that. And then to also have your husband more into the nanny.
Are some other juicy scoops that we don't know about?
Oh,
I guarantee
God.
I don't know.
Well, the Ashley Madison thing's amazing.
Oh, I was just going to talk about that.
I'm so interested.
I know.
Yes.
Okay, so like 37 million names they say were now released.
And it's just like a lot of awful reality stars that are being caught because they're so stupid and also because they're not famous enough that they thought they'd be caught. Like there were times that I was like, oh my God, I would love to like just, what would happen if
I
did that? But then I was always like, someone might know me, even though I'm not that famous. I'm like, someone might know me and I would never do that. So I think that's why it's a level of stars that are getting caught and it's not better than that. But I wish we could find a woman. Like, why is there not like Kathy Lee Gifford or just somebody? Would be amazing
but
if
do
a
you
girl
got realize in most cheating scandals, like in politics, wherever they are, it's always goddamn men.
I very rarely hear
about a woman cheating, but I know that women cheat.
There was a didn't you talk about it on your podcast? There was a woman.
Piers Morgan's wife.
She was on there. Was like research, which I would get.
I put on there. I did too because when it first started, I was at Chelsea Lately, so I did it on my computer under my Comcast email.
Right.
And all I did, it was like the first time I'd heard about it. I was so fascinated. So I'm like, I put in my age and Woodland Hills where I lived, and no picture, nothing. And I had guys wanting to meet me within 5 minutes, like 15 of them.
Wow. Any good looking guys?
And I'm not that young. No, they like some of them, click on their pictures. Some of them didn't have pictures. I never had a picture. I was like, holy shit. Like, and it's, but I was telling my husband, I go, yeah, well, apparently, you know, my husband's very cheap. And I go, I know that you didn't get it and because you wouldn't have paid the money and you wouldn't have paid that $250 like guarantee for an affair.
Right, like the Dugars.
And he goes, what does that mean? That you had some, you can screw fat slob. Like, what's the $250? Like, is it a certain level of a girl that you get for $250? Or just that
someone
will? It's a guarantee.
You have a guarantee that you will get a hookup and how are you going to prove that you did? Like, it's just a weird thing.
And didn't they guarantee that they were going to wipe your info? Yeah. That's what you guys were. I was just listening to
they were going
to
wipe all the info and they didn't wipe the info.
That's
but
bullshit.
Even if they do wipe the info, these hackers can get into wiped shit. They can be like, oh, it's in your trash. I'm going to hack that too.
Right.
Like, they can totally do that.
Yeah,
so it was the Real Housewives of New York, right?
Right, which I think is great news for her because I think she was going to get the boot. And now I think Andy Cohen may consider keeping her because she was boring as shit.
Wait, Kristen?
Her husband.
Yes, the fedora-wearing husband.
Oh, I thought it was Kristen.
He was always like not into her very much, even though she was gorgeous.
God, that's terrible.
Yeah, and she's like real boring on the reunion. And but I saw this and I'm like, now, you know, all they have to do is tell the producers, like, we're going to stay together. we'll let the cameras come into therapy and maybe they'll keep
right.
her.
Right. That's the way to stay on Bravo. You need drama.
Yeah.
Right.
So
exactly.
Make lemonade out of lemons, you know? Right. If your husband cheats, hopefully it'll buy you another season of a reality show.
Exactly. Honey, that's the least you could do for that. Now, who are the other housewives' names? Wasn't there other ones that came up, or that was the only one?
No, but the supposedly Snooki's man.
Oh, no. I could see what that. An idiot.
Yeah. People are dumb. They do. But when they look at this, people think the internet is this little private place.
But she's just saying it's
no
not true.
Watching.
Okay, yeah. Well, there's a guy with your husband's name, and that's fine.
He was,
you know, fine.
Research.
Stick your head
like
in
not
the sand,
bang
whatever.
Right.
You know?
Here's research where I can do like what it's like not to bang my own wife.
Right. I totally imagine like Peter being caught. Like I always imagine the worst thing, so then that way, if it happens, I'm not like, what would I do?
Does your mind do that always? Like you go to the
worst?
Oh
my God! Like I come home early, and I'm like, what's his car doing home? Am I going to see him in the shower with his best friend, Doug, like on his knees? Like, I fucking imagine everything. Because then that way I don't want to be like that woman on Oprah that like never knew her husband was gay. Like, I just imagine it so that I'm like, okay.
Okay. When
I imagine it and I was like, I don't even know what I would do. I'd be like, okay, you want somebody else? Like, I would almost be like, well, then can I date? Like,
right,
I still
right.
don't even think I'd want to get divorced. I'd be like, okay, so your dick's been other places. Like, do you know how often I get hit on? Like,
right.
all
I'm
the
sure
time.
I'm sure you do all the time, right? So, I mean,
no,
you
I
know, couples can make these arrangements. I think that...
I don't know how many years left I have to turn it down.
you guys are both friggin' hot. We're all, you know, in our 40s.
Adam
was,
you look good.
Oh,
Emily, by the
thanks.
Way.
I have my moments.
Yeah. Adam was talking about, this high-profile couple that were Adam's friends with, not me.
Uh-huh.
And how he has his wife, their kids are off and gone, and he has his wife go to Paris a lot. And he travels a lot for his work, and it's because he wants to...
Fuck
you know,
around.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we kind of knew that.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you know, Adam's like, listen, you know, I get to a point in your life where if they got a divorce, it's like a business. It's like it's this whole
right.
big
right.
deal. So why not just have her turn
coexist
a shot? You know, look.
Together. I
go,
agree.
Go have your fun in Paris. You have to have a beautiful lifestyle. You don't have to go to work. You can travel the world. Just turn a blind eye and let me have my
yes,
fun.
Yes, I think a lot
However,
of it is blinders on you.
I was like, okay, that sounds good. But what happens when she gets hit on? Can she?
Right.
Yeah, I think
it has to
and
be two-way street.
And
Adam's
like, well, no. And I said, well, no. What do you mean, no? And he was like, no, that doesn't work like that. Like, she gets to have the fun.
Oh, because he pays
beautiful.
And he works.
Yeah, he
and
pays
thing.
And he works.
I think
that's
if I
bullshit.
Was in that situation and I was in Paris, I would, like, go to the concierge and be like, I would like a 35-year-old guy to come over and fuck me.
Yeah.
I absolutely think I'd pay for, like, a male hooker.
They have those. What do we have on the show? The guy from the
escort.
Like, why
the
not?
Escort service. The male escort service. Yeah.
Well, because
just
then
really
you're
get done
outed.
Well and get like
the
a,
thing is, I
get
do,
like hairless abs on top of you and just like a different body than you're used to and just like
oh,
go
God.
For
it's
it.
True. It is true. The 35-year-old is very different. Sleeping with a 35-year-old and a 45-year-old.
Really,
it's
Emily?
Like,
what's
yes,
difference?
It's all soft. It's like,
so,
yeah.
yeah it's like soft
I hear
and
about
like
it. I live vicariously
like, oh, so
like for other
really?
People.
Like,
yeah,
my husband has like pube hair on his head. Like his hair. Have you seen his hair? It's like a Brillo.
Yeah, no, I have.
No, but he is like not. He's not very hairy on his body. But what? So what's the difference?
Okay, so I went out with like a 35-year-old. I think he's okay. He's 36 now. Whatever. Dating him, and then this other guy I went out with was like 45, and I'm just like, there's just a difference. Like they're just a little more swollen, like thicker. The 45 has got hairs in places that you don't want it. And 35 is just like young and fresh. Like he is like flat abs and like no hair.
Yeah.
Like just fresh faced, you know, and like young.
Yeah. But I forgot who it is, but it's like some major producer guy. I want to start like Weinstein. No, I can't remember what. Anyway, he had a wife for a really long time. They were together and he had a full-time mistress and the wife knew it. And it was again, like I don't want to split up the assets and have it be ugly. I don't care. I
that,
want
see,
someone
that's really
else to
common.
Fuck you. I'm done with
but the
it.
The problem is, and I've heard this a lot from couples, like there's yeah. usually one person in the couple that's like, I can't handle that. Like, I would rather have a divorce and see you with someone else. That'd be too painful. Where I think couples, if that's, you know, sometimes I do think that is the best case scenario. Go to therapy, work it out, learn to be able to accept
I mean,
that. Because you might be able to.
Like, sometimes there's people that like, wish that their husband would cheat so they have a reason to divorce them.
I've heard that too.
You know what I mean? Like, you almost want... You know when someone like fucks up so bad that you don't feel bad like dropping them as a friend? It's like a
right.
relief. Like,
right. You're like, oh God, you've been
like,
a pain in my
you know,
ass.
Sometimes
for 20
the greatest
years.
Gift is someone behaving so badly that you don't feel shitty about never seeing them again. It's like so I think sometimes people almost kind of wish that, like, oh, I wish he would cheat. So I could just go there and I could tell my kids and they wouldn't be mad at me and I could feel like I'm not gonna regret it because he cheated on me. Like I think sometimes when people divorce and it's just because they were fighting, it was hard. I think sometimes there is a lot of regret. Once they're in the thick of it and it's gotten so ugly and they're splitting their assets, and maybe they're not that wealthy, so they're like really struggling with splitting the assets. And then I have friends that are like, Heather, it's awful. Like, I wish I would have put up with it for another 10 years. Like, I wish I would have until the kids got older. Like, this has been so awful for so many years. It's not worth it. Like, really make sure, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Because it's so much harder than you think. Like, you see it on TV, and it seems like it goes quick, and you know what I mean? And it's awful. And, yeah, you have some fun nights, you know, at Mastro's getting hit on. Maybe you have some fresh dick. And then after 6 months, it's like the guy you like is also screwing eight other people.
Exactly.
Right. Now you're home alone.
And your ass is always greener. It's so true.
What I do is...
Your ass is always greener.
Your ass can be greener, too, whatever you're into.
I don't have sex for a while, like, you know, and then wipe it from the memory. I don't know if this makes sense.
Yes. Go.
And then, like, he comes home, and it's like... I try to put him as like a new fresh person.
That's smart, like, though. That's like the role playing thing.
Like, he's got his baseball hat on. He's going off about, you know, red left hand turn signals or whatever the fuck he goes off on. and I look at it in a different light. Like, he's new and fresh.
He's the Adam that you fell in love with.
When you were right.
No, it's like
try.
A whole role playing thing.
You have to.
Yeah. People laugh at my suggestions when I'm like, you know what? Why not go out and pretend it's your first date? I mean, it sounds just like how we do that. We'd laugh so hard.
I do all the time. But then Peter, like, he's not an actor, so he's not good at like the yes and. Like, he's never took Groundlings or anything.
Yes.
So it's like then he stops doing it. Like, one time we were going to Vegas, and I go, we're getting ready like for like two nights, and I said, let's pretend like we're a divorced couple and we're dating. We have not boned yet. This is our first night.
Like, you're divorced and you're
like
dating,
we've
right?
gone out a couple times. We haven't fucked. Like, it's gonna happen this weekend.
Right.
So you gotta charm me. Like, you don't know if I'm gonna sleep with you. You gotta
act like this.
Act like we're dating. You know. So then we're packing our stuff and he's acting pretty good for a minute. And then, like, my suitcase was in his way and he kind of kicked it. I'm like, oh, fuck you. Like, you'd really do that if we'd been on three dates together and you met me in the carpool line and I'm like the hottest divorced mom at the school? You would do that before
kick
a three date trip?
Exactly.
When you don't even know if I'm going to sleep with you? Like, I'm like, that's where I'm like, he just doesn't commit to the character.
He doesn't have the training. But
Adam,
maybe if you got him into it, Adam
would
just be like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
he'd
I don't
like,
know. Yeah, just go put on a bathing suit and I'll be happy. Fine.
Right.
You know,
he looks pretty good, goddamn good in a bathing suit. So totally freaking get that. Okay, I gotta do a quick shout out here to my awesome sponsors. And let me just, okay, you guys, I have a question for you though.
Yeah.
You guys can talk about this. Mm-hmm. Do you ever do your Kegel exercises?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Are you? I love it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so and they're important. You know they're important, especially after childbirth.
Yeah.
You like, you jump, you pee, you sneeze, you pee, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, so, but you don't remember to do them. A lot of people don't remember to do them. Well, you're doing them now.
Yeah.
Maybe you've been doing the whole time, which is awesome.
No, I wasn't doing it the whole time. You didn't remind me.
No, see? I actually have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp that you can pop up on your phone every day. I'll say, like, time for Kegel Camp. But this is not what I'm talking about. What I am talking about is this new product called the Intensity. And it's like a vibrator. It's a medical, it's made by a doctor, but they turned it to look like a rabbit vibrator. And it will improve your sex life, and it does your Kegel exercise for you. You just like lay there on your bed with the thing, and it like puffs up, and it's seriously for 10 minutes. It just does them for you.
I heard you talking about this.
It is amazing.
Insane.
And it has changed my sex
really?
Life.
And it's changed your vagina?
It's changed my vagina. Because here's the thing, you know how women are, I'm not kidding.
I know.
No, like literally, like I will get you guys one because what happens is, your pelvic floor starts to drop just like every other muscle, but we're all focused on like our biceps and our abs because that's what people see. But your pelvic floor, you know, gets looser. You're like, after kids, you're like, did I stretch out? All these worries that you have, and women get like vagioplasty, labioplasty. And that's a cosmetic fix. But when you couple it with like this intensity that actually does these for you, your muscles become so much stronger. You want sex more. You have stronger orgasms. And your vagina, like, there's, like, these testimonials. That guys are like, it's, like, the first day I met her or whatever. And women who get, they go back and they're like, do these exercises. So it is called The Intensity. And it takes all the confusion out of Kegels. Like, I realized, like, even me, like, with my Kegel camp, I know about Kegels. It actually showed me that I wasn't doing them right. And just after 3 weeks, no fucking, because I always used to do them, but, like, on and off because I'm bad with consistency. I'm having stronger G-spot orgasms, more orgasms, and I want sex more because I'm walking around. It's like a thick, bulging muscle.
Wow.
It sounds like I have a penis. But it's amazing. I'm having orgasms, like different kinds of orgasms. And
I want to try it.
And it has this, And then after you do your exercises, it's a little vibe. It's like a rabbit vibe. It'll go, give you a clitoral orgasm. It's like freaking perfect. So you guys got to check this out. It's called Pour Moi PourEmily.com. Go to my website, sexwithemily.com. Click on the banner, PourEmily.com. Check that out. And then also, Emily and Tony, Down Under Comfort. It's friggin' hot. How hot is it in here right now? I have a product line called Emily and Tony, and I make this. So, you know, sometimes balls, you guys live with balls. They get kind of sweaty and gross. Men use like talcum powder and things like that to keep fresh. This is a cream to a powder formula, and it makes everything fresh and dry. Like,
oh my God, I want it right now.
It's the best.
Let me tell you why I'm so pissed. Well, I have something else for you because I ran out, and they're sending me more tomorrow from New York. Okay. And usually I would give you, don't I always give everyone candles and things? Yes. And I'm so pissed, but I'm going to send it to you. But if you boob sweat, back sweat, if you sweat chafing, it's a dry shampoo. It's vegan. It's a cream. It turns into this powder. And literally, like, you will never sweat again. Guys will get more blowjobs. You've used it.
Oh, I use it all. It's like life-changing. I put it underneath my boobs. I tell Adam to use it because he uses the talcum powder.
He talks about his balls. Yes, my husband uses the talcum powder.
And he gets the talcum powder all over the shirt.
Right.
No, he came back. He took a shower.
It doesn't. This doesn't do that.
What is with the powder all over your shirt? The white talcum powder in your black shirt.
Why don't you just advertise that you just fucking talc up
your balls? There's no best. Yeah, talcum balls. Exactly. It's everywhere. You got to clean up. And talcum powder is carcinogenic. So this is like light, fresh scent. You smell amazing. You don't sweat. Yes. It's called Men's Health Voted It.
Velvet.
The number one product you didn't know you needed. And then I got a tweet from somebody, Robbie Smooth on Twitter. It's changed my life. LOL. My balls don't stick to my thighs while I'm at work anymore. So that makes me feel like I could die tomorrow because I've saved someone's life and their balls.
That's great.
So check it out, emilyandtony.com, and use code Emily for 20% off your order. And I'm just going to get your address and mail you a buttload of these.
Awesome.
And I have massage candles as well.
Those are the best, too.
A ball load, not a butt load.
A ball load, butt load. Okay, so speaking of balls. Okay, so what about blowjobs after marriage? Yes? No? Exist?
After marriage? Oh.
I mean, you know what?
You know, there's that rumor.
I'll be totally honest because it's a show. Like, both of us are pretty much bread and butter boners. We're down to fuck. Like, we don't. He doesn't take Viagra. Has never had one. I don't really need lube. Like, we kind of like traditional boning. So, like, oral sex is more like special occasions. Not every night. Right. It's like, you know how not every night you have, like, an appetizer or a dessert?
Right.
You know what? I'll be honest. One of the reasons I'm married is because I don't think I'm that great at sex. I think I'd have a real hard time out there after Peter dies.
What makes you think that? Makes you think that you're not?
Because I didn't have a lot of experience before him.
Okay, because you guys have been together, but
and
still.
and I was a virgin until I was really old.
Oh right, 27. I read this on your site.
And so, you know, and it's like, I'm so. Don't care, you know, I'm here, I'm this comedian, I'll say anything, I'll stand in front of thousands of people, I'll say the most intimate things, I'll, you know, wear an outfit that I have a camel toe in for comedy reasons. Like, there's nothing I wouldn't do, but I just didn't have that much, like, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
no,
I almost
totally.
Think, like, if I was single now, I would, like, really want to, like, watch a lot of porn and learn, because I think you have to act like you love it, you know, like, and I just, I'm like, oh, I'd have to be like, I love it, right. Let it come in my face, and, like, I can't, like, we'll just
don't
start
learn
laughing,
from porn,
like,
right?
We'll just start laughing if we do that.
Porn is fun, but it's not where you learn, I can bring my book too, send you my book, but there's also workshops I teach to help people have better sex, there's a lot of things,
I'll read stuff and everything,
not Cosmo.
And, but sometimes, like, you know, sometimes it's more like we have it's like we have the best. We go on lots of trips without kids.
That's important. That's very important for couples.
And especially like with my career. So there'll be times where it's like a short weekend or something. He can come along. We don't bring the kids. We've always been really lucky to have his mom. So those are really good boning weekends.
Yeah.
Do you give him quick blowjob on like because you're out of town? Like it's a
blowjob, vacation blowjob.
No. Depends. You and Adam make a good couple.
Not really.
They're both
but
bread and Elena, butter.
I'll never forget when you're on my show that you've never turned on a blowjob. You're like, I will go do a blowjob. She always does
some
a blowjob.
Some girls
she's
really
always
love it. And some people are really good.
I just had a flash
for
that.
You know what? With my mouth, I have less teeth than the regular person. So I don't think I have the greatest jaw for suck a dick. And
But hands. But your hands are the best friends. Pressure on the penis with the hand.
Pressure.
I don't know. It's just so easy to get it hard.
Yeah.
That I'd just rather.
But guys, he's happy.
Guys love a blowjob, though. Like,
it's like flowers for women.
I know.
No,
I
got
still
it.
Do
I'm
it.
Not
I still do it. I try just to do it as often. But he's not begging. He's not asking. It's not like he's asking me and I'm being a bitch about it. It's like, you know, comes after a lot of fun, definitely some drinks.
Drinks are a great lubricant.
I really love alcohol. I mean, I really love to drink.
Me too.
It's definitely the biggest aphrodisiac for me is a good buzz.
I know. What do you drink? Mangria, besides Mangria?
I love buttery Chardonnay. That gets me the most drunk because I think I've been drinking that for so long that now when I switch to like an exciting like mixology type of drink, like, oh, this has rosemary and jalapenos and like, you know, that type of stuff, I don't get as drunk. Like I can have like several vodka drinks or a gin drink. And it's like, if I want to get drunk, horny drunk, it's like Chardonnay in the sun.
That's your thing, right? Everything in the sun.
I like beer in the sun.
Tequila. I like that too. They're saying tequila is like, a female Viagra.
Yeah, like I did so much day drinking in college, and that's when I would like dry hump and get real horny.
But you didn't have sex.
I know. I love dry humping. On a buzz.
Did you have an orgasm dry humping? Would you have orgasms?
Yeah, I could, definitely.
So you still masturbated?
I didn't really know that I was doing it right back then.
Right.
I just love making out.
Right. No, I know. I know we all do, right? Does that go away too with marriage, right?
The making out? It's the worst because it's like you start kind of laughing and the teeth are so big. And I'm like, shut your mouth. Like, we would make out before. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, let's just
bring back the kissing.
I'll be like, let's make out and see where it leads. Yeah. As if it's not going to lead to sex.
But like, I like more boob play than make out at this point in my life.
More boob. Can you have an orgasm through your breasts?
If it was done, no.
That's like my, if it was done correctly, not yet. We lie. It's on the list. Because I want
I know, when you
orgasm.
Figure out how to do it.
I'm working on it.
Can you teach me?
Because May was masturbation month, so I thought, I need a goal.
And you didn't do it.
I got busy. I tried. I like used lube. I mean, I like tried the whole thing. I mean, like I tried it a few times, you know? I really like, I get bit, like literally on my schedule is like masturbate with this toy. Because I get like hundreds of sex toys every day. I mean,
definitely
like
the best way for me to orgasm is just full on imagination.
Right. So, but you fantasy.
Yes, definitely.
Do you use toys?
Not really, no. No. I never really have, like, I have some and we've, like, messed around, but, like, no, I like,
you can just
I like to think of, like, a whole scenario. I like to watch Ray Donovan.
Oh my God, I so love that show. Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Just discovered it.
Yes, I love anything. I love any kind of movie that's, like, you know, where they're working together and it's, like, up against a wall and you just pull the skirt up. But we never do that.
Right.
I think I'd like to just buy a pencil skirt. Yeah, and then have him. And the thing is, my husband is skirts. Tall and big, but he doesn't like pick me up and throw me around.
Have
like
you told
I would
him
like.
To?
Yes.
Yeah? In the moment? No.
No.
Not in the moment. You can't really say
I just
it.
Don't know if he. I think that's the. I don't know. You think he'd laugh after. Seriously. Right. You know? But yeah,
he
I
just
like
goddamn
I
throw
love
me on
that.
The bed by my clothes. It's hot. Most women do. They want to be dominated by a guy. Yeah. In bed. They, by their husband, anything. We want to feel
like Ray
ravished
Donovan
and dork.
Took some girl home from a bar this season. And he just like threw up against the wall. So he still, and I love how he dresses. I like that suit with just like a fitted suit and no tie. And so then he come out, managed his dick out of his pants. I mean, granted, it's acting. I don't really know if this can happen. And then like her skirt, you know, is down. She's pulled the thing to the side. And then like, so, but he's holding her ass up against the wall while he's fucking her.
Yeah.
That's
I've never, I want to do that.
I just did that.
You did?
Okay, I think I've done it. God, I mean, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm God. Single. I'm single.
You're tiny, though, too.
No, right. You're really tall.
I could do that to you, too.
Spinner. Yeah, exactly. Lynette, that's actually why I invited you here today for two shows. Yeah, it was hot. I can't remember the last time I done this, but I was with this guy, and he, like, picked me up, and he's like, he was strong and muscly, and he, like, it was, I'm like, that was freaking hot.
There's nothing better.
Just grab me and throw me down.
Yeah.
Pick me up again and throw me against the wall. Like
Adam, I mean, used to be that way. And now, you know, it's 20 years later.
Right, the kids.
He's not going to do that.
I know. Well, what about your, do you guys go alone together? Go away?
Do we what?
Do you go away together alone?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, once in a while.
So is there anything new that either one of you have tried lately that you're like, we should try this? I know we kind of broached this, but like anything new that you've added to your repertoire? Because maybe this will get you thinking for the weekend.
Well, I masturbate.
But with
don't,
him?
Don't tell Adam.
You should
Adam
open the show with
sex.
That, right? Did he tell me your comments
he gets
accidentally?
To, well, no, I did. Yeah, I did. I did. But yeah, he doesn't. Don't get too personal.
No, not at all. I just know that he gets blowjobs. No, we don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's okay if you haven't tried anything. It's totally cool. Do you guys want to help me answer an email?
Yes,
I'm
going to
have you help me answer an email from one of my people. Okay, guys, thank you so much for emailing me. I love hearing from you. And what I love even more is when you tell me your age and where you are writing me from. And thank you. You can email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay. Dear Emily, my wife and I have been married for 21 years. She recently went to her gynecologist and was told something I found disconcerting. She was told that if my wife is giving me sex twice a month, I should be content because that's the average for our ages slash marriage duration. We're in our mid-40s. I told her to find a new doctor. I value your opinion on the matter. What do you think, TJ? I'm going to let you guys take this first.
I think if my husband wanted it more, I would give it to him.
Yeah.
I mean, there's times like in the middle of the night where he kind of like comes over, but I can tell it's like a dream. So I can just like move away and say no.
Right.
Like he doesn't know what he's
but
doing.
But like, I mean, no, but like to really like be asking and like turning him down. I think, yeah, I mean, I think you should just say, I need it more. Like, try to work it up. Say, could we just please do it once a week?
Right, or
could
compromise. We just please like, do add it once in one a week? More.
Yeah.
Like, to, mm-hmm.
what would, more. Or, like, go say, what would make you want to do it more often?
Right.
Maybe it's that he's kind of a dick. You know, maybe he's like, maybe, well, you know what? Like, I'll say to my husband, like, just be nicer. Like,
right.
Sometimes, you know, right. when they just, like, get crotchety. Like, yeah. they just get crotchety. And, you know, it's just like mm-hmm. they're older and they have kids and like a mortgage and then you dent the car and then they get pissed. It's like, you know what I mean? It's just like something like that. It is like, God, if you just be sweet, like, you know?
Right. Do maybe you think, you're right. Do you maybe think, this like, guy's a douchebag.
You know, the prince and princess like fight about shit like this? No.
You know what? I think, Heather, I think if you keep that up and telling him, I think he'll soften up because I've seen Adam get softer now. And
men
older.
Do get softer as they get older. Less testosterone.
My husband's older than you. Your husband.
No, my husband's 50. So right. he's not old.
Adam's 51.
Yeah. It's like the same age.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same.
But I mean, I think the thing about TJ's question is that so many couples wonder if they're normal. What's the average number? There is no like normal.
No normal.
It's not like you should have sex twice a week. But if it doesn't work for one of the members right. of the couple, like TJ, then that's a problem.
Like I knew this woman and she wrote this book after her husband died and she was a second wife and she was like 20 years younger than he and he died at like 70 so she was like 50 and they'd been married though they'd been married for like a long time like 17 years and she's like a larger woman and the book was all about how she didn't know how she was going to adjust because they would fuck like twice a day.
Wow, really?
And he was 70 and she was 50 and I was like never in my and I talked to some of my friends who had read it. I'm like, that's unusual, right? I'm
that
like, maybe
is
that's
unusual.
Why the book is not that relatable because I'm like, I just don't know anybody that
has
been able to keep that passion up. So I'm like, that's pretty amazing if two people have this exact same sex drive, whether it is right. twice a month
right.
or
it is,
or you know, it's like that's a lucky thing because I do feel like you know. One person always
yes.
feels like
it's
they
a mismatched
are not
libido.
It as
thing.
Yeah.
I get asked this a variation of yeah. this question. Sometimes it's the woman, sometimes it's the man, and they're like, "What do we do about mismatched libidos?" And sometimes it changes, it switches. Like
it
he
does.
Wants it more,
yeah.
she wants it more.
Right.
And so, really, it is the kind of thing couples, but a lot of them just don't know how to talk about sex.
Yeah.
So, TJ, I think that you need to just level with her and no, don't pressure. Like, hey, we haven't had sex in a month. You know, like that never like saying anything like that to him. Like, I got a blowjob in 6 months. That does not make us want to get down on our knees.
Yeah,
right?
But like, I think if someone said, like, what, look, I'm not perfect either, but what could I do to make you want to be, you know, intimate with me more often?
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. is it that you, you know, want to go out on a real date before?
Be
is
romanced.
It that, like, you don't feel sexy and you want, like, I don't know, a new wardrobe? Or, like, is there something, or would it help if we went away more often? Like, I just think... Say it like that instead of just like, why aren't you putting out more? You know,
yeah,
like
right, exactly, because that's the yes. that is the last thing yeah. you would put out when someone says that to you. It's true. I don't really choose to get a new doctor, DJ. I just think that this is a conversation that you guys got to take inward because this happens all the time. You guys are not alone, and there should be, you know, actually like no shoulds in your relationship because if like you should have twice a week or twice a month, and that's fine. If you're not happy with it and you're not content, then this needs to be addressed.
But I also think like. Be so grateful that you guys are still together at 21 for 21 years. Like
yeah.
you're beating the odds
yeah.
there.
Like
so,
you
like
said.
If you can just if this is your only issue, like thank
you
goodness,
should
yeah.
should deserve a medal. Like
yeah.
you said earlier,
should. But the thing is, also, yeah, I don't know. But when you want that, I think that sex is the glue. First, I get you become friends, all that. But it
yeah.
is the glue if you stop having sex, and not like they've stopped completely, but
yeah.
his libido's still raging. So I think you're right. Have it talk about her in a different way. Couples, sometimes they have the same conversations over and over in the same exact way. You're not going to get anywhere if you're like,
I know I
way.
Need it because I'll have like a real horny dream.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, you're such an active imagination.
Yeah.
Sex.
Yeah,
I love
does.
Last night I had a real horny dream. I
what
would
happened?
Like to do it tonight.
Would you tell me? I want to have a horny
well,
dream.
It was
those
like
the best when that happened.
Yeah.
It never happens to me. Because
really?
My whole life is sex. Man, I just go to bed and they're like, no more sex. I don't know.
No, it was like happening. Well, first, my husband was... with a couple moms from the school, and they were like flirting with him because I think we were coming back to the school. And I was like, and I think because all the Ashley Madison stuff, I was like taking for granted that like anybody would want to fuck him, you know? And so, so then I got with, sometimes it's with my husband and sometimes it's just some other person. And then it was some other person. And yeah, we were like ready to bone, getting ready to be about to do it, you know? And then I think the alarm went off. But that helps. That's like,
then all day it fuels it.
Sometimes I wake up, like if there is time, I wake up and my husband wakes up early and I'll walk out and I'll be like, okay, or I'll call him and I'll be like, I'm really horny. Come on. You know, we have like 20 minutes and he'll be like, okay. And then he'll come.
And then you get that.
Yeah. But a dream, you know, when you're horny in your dream and you've got to move on it.
I want horny dreams.
Oh, really?
But once you have, like Emily, you talk about this a lot. Once you have sex with your husband, do you get that closeness feel to him? Like, I realize that I have a disconnect, but then when we have sex,
it really does
then
help.
I feel like that connection. You say that all the time.
Yeah, it's true. The oxytocin, you get connected. I mean, you kind of need that in a relationship. Because,
but does the guy have that? Does the guy have
The problem with oxytocin is women, we have it and it attaches. Guys, the highest their oxytocin goes is right after orgasm, and then it goes and they fall asleep.
Yeah.
That's what happens to men.
Refractory period.
And it just makes them tired. But they, you know, I think that they do feel closer for those moments. I do think it is the glue. And you got to just, couples just need to talk about it more. Like, they just have to talk about whatever it is they want and whatever is not, you know, working for them, right? We totally get that.
Yeah.
Heather, do you have to take off? You got to go see your husband.
You got to go see my husband and tell him that he needs to make out more with Lynette. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk all about that.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess we could wrap up the show because then we could do a few pictures. You just got to run.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I love you, Lynette. Thank you for being here. Heather McDonald, you got to check out her Juicy podcast.
Yes, Juicy Scoop.
Juicy Scoop podcast. It is on Podcast One. I know that Heather is awesome and hilarious, and if you love podcasts, I know that this one is too, so check it out. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Lynette, and also for Crying Out Loud podcast, and thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the show, and thank you for listening to me for a moment. Talk to you about the number one sex toy for men. That's right, the Fleshlight. It's probably the only one that you want. Let me tell you about it. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could feel the pleasure of having sex anytime, anywhere, and it felt just as good as sex, maybe sometimes better than sex? It's a male masturbation sleeve, easy to clean. It looks like a flashlight, get it? But it's a Fleshlight. And it was engineered to look and feel like the real deal. So you can order any kind of their patented skin material that you like. Maybe there's a porn star you like. Who knows? Maybe she had her vagina molded. You can go to their website, fleshlight.com, and check it out. They also have the new Go, which is the lighter weight Fleshlight you can take on the road to go wherever you go if you want to mix up your masturbation because you guys have hands. I've got hundreds and hundreds of toys. Okay, maybe that's more than the average person, but most women have 3 to 4 to 5 toys. And you've got nothing but your hand and a vagina every once in a while, right? So check out the Fleshlight. It'll change your life. Go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and you'll get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Thanks for listening. Love you.